Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning we have Eric Nelson with Interface. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thanks for being with us. You basically the guy in charge of Reentry 2.0 at Interface. And let's start out. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what Reentry 2.0 is at Interface?
Sure. Reentry 2.0 is our business devoted to post-consumer carpet. And we have kind of several functions. Number one, first and foremost, is to supply the Interface businesses with post-consumer materials. And that is PVC backing through our Cool Blue process, as well as Nylon 6 and 6-6 face fiber. Through Universal Fibers for 6-6 and Aquafil, who's a new post-consumer partner of ours on the Nylon 6 side. And so we have separated this operation into its own business so we can really understand what the financial metrics are of it. And so that's kind of what I do on a day-to-day basis.
All right. So you basically are the person in charge of running the operation that brings used modular carpet back and converts it back into carpet again. Is that right?
That's right. It's actually used modular and used broadloom, residential and commercial. The systems that we have in place are very flexible. And so the products we produce are post-consumer PVC chrome for our Cool Blue backing line and Nylon 6 and 6-6 fluff for our suppliers. So we're actually have become a supplier to our fiber suppliers in the post-consumer nylon business.
Right. So you're not picky. As long as it's nylon carpet, you'll take it back.
That's right. You got it.
All right. Okay, well, one of the reasons I want to talk to you today is we ran a story earlier this week about you guys buying some new NASA technology equipment, some ultrasonic cutting equipment that in the release it says it's going to help you eliminate 310 tons of waste. And I wanted to get you to explain to me how you're going to use that and how that's going to eliminate the waste.
Well, it's really a function of how accurate the cutting process is. You know, our original, more manual cutting style requires us to tough certain widths so that we make sure we have enough material when we go through the cutting process. And simply put, this technology allows us to be a lot more scrupulous with our materials in the tufting and finishing process so that we know that we'll have plenty of material going through this sonic cutting process. And
okay.
So that eliminates a good bit of waste on the edges after we cut the material.
So in the past, when you were doing it manually, you had to actually build the tiles a little bit bigger. So now that you have this technology, you'll actually use less material. So that's basically how you're going to reduce waste, is because...
You got it. In the industry, it's called frame scrap. You know, in broadloom carpet, you got all that edge trim. In carpet tiles, you have the frame scrap after you cut it on the leading edge and on the sides. And so what this technology will allow us to do is just to really take that frame scrap that we have down to a bare minimum.
You may not know this, but do you know if you're the first in the modular carpet business to have this kind of technology?
Well, I'll tell you what, our European business really kind of pioneered this for us, and so we brought it over from Europe. I'm not sure about our competitors here in the American marketplace. I just don't know. I think we're probably the first to use this technology here.
Yeah. Prior to this interview, you told me that one of your goals, and you try to run this Reentry 2.0 as a business unit, I mean, as a cost neutral, if you will, to the company. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. And that's really kind of why we separated it out. In addition to closing the material loop in our process, Interface, as a member of CRI and CARE, is very committed to reducing the overall amount of post-consumer carpet going into landfills. And so, you know, with one location that we have in LaGrange, we do a great job of maximizing the pounds that we bring back. But the system is such that there's no reason why we couldn't expand and open up regional recycling centers really throughout the country. There's so much post-consumer carpet out there. You know, getting it all back and running is not the issue. There's plenty of feedstock. So if we can just figure out how to make a little bit of money doing this as a standalone business, then that would really entice us as a corporation to expand this into regional locations. It's going to help when oil goes back up. I know that sounds kind of strange. I'm one of the guys that cheers when oil goes up, because that makes virgin materials more expensive, and in return makes our recycled materials more valuable, so I can sell them for higher prices, and higher prices will enable us to become a profitable business.
Well, so do you arm wrestle the guy who buys the virgin materials and is trying to keep the cost down?
Yeah, I'm the one who they throw staplers at around the office because I'm cheering when the oil prices go up. And at home, too, my wife throws stuff at me, too. But, you know, it's one of those things. I think anybody will agree with me who's in the business of carpet recycling. It's a very fledgling business, but it is much easier to try to make a profit at it when raw material prices are high, just because of the trickle-down effect it has on virgin raw materials and on recycled materials, the value of those materials.
All right. Well, Eric, let me ask you one last question before we run out of time. I think you may have already answered it, but I was going to ask you what some of the challenges you face trying to complete your role there at Interface.
Well, it's technology. You know, our want is so much quicker than technology. And I think in the world of carpet recycling, we're just at the tip of the iceberg. And, you know, we at Interface, we've made some really nice steps with our, first on the backing side with our Cool Blue system that we put in place 6-7 years ago. And now on the face fiber side, both with Universal a couple of years ago and Aquafil this year. But, you know, that still is not 100% of our product. We still have more to go, and it's going to take technology, not only in fiber and backing, but all the materials that we use. You know, there's a lot of people going after this now. I know some of our competitors have made some great steps as well, and I applaud their efforts. But it's just going to take some time and to get all of these people kind of working in motion here to develop the technology to make that happen. And our goal is to be completely 100% off of virgin materials. And, okay. You know, when you're in the carpet business, that sounds a little daunting. But, you know, it's going to happen. Eventually it has to happen. And, you know, I'm confident it will happen sooner rather than later.
All right, that's great. That's part of your Mission Zero, right?
You got it. Yeah. The clock is ticking. Ray Anderson has a deadline set for the year 2020, so you know, we've got about 10 years left.
Yeah, a little over 10, that's right.
Yep.
Okay, Eric. Well, we've been talking to Eric Nelson, who's in charge of the Reentry 2.0 program at Interface, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.